You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So junior doctors will be striking for the second time this month in response to ongoing disputes regarding the employment contracts between most junior doctors and district health boards. However, doctors don't all have the same views, so I spoke to two different unions, the New Zealand Resident Doctor Association and a new breakaway union, the Specialty Trainees of New Zealand, also known as STONES, regarding their views on employment and rostering requirements, and also what's going to happen if the dispute cannot be settled. So first up, I spoke to RDA advocate David Munro and began by asking if anything's changed since the first strike.
Not that we're aware of. We haven't had any indication from the DHBs that they've got a new position, but we're going to mediation on Thursday, and we're very much hoping that the effect of the strike, the public support and pressure, will see them soften what's been a very intransigent position so far.
The District Health Board's declined meeting with the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists, whereas you were happy to discuss proceedings. What are your thoughts on this?
Yes, well, at some stage, the whole impact of implementing safer rosters and ensuring that you get top-notch patient care and good training and handovers is something that the resident doctors and their employers, the DHBs, have to sit down and talk about. So the senior doctors and the residents were agreeable and keen to do that, but the DHBs have been hiding behind this dispute and refusing to have those meetings.
How has the formation of the Specialty Trainees of New Zealand Union affected the dispute?
It hasn't really had any impact on the dispute as such, because the membership of the RDA has actually continued to grow, so there'll be more doctors on strike next week if that strike goes ahead. The impact is yet to come. If we don't settle our collective agreement before the end of February, then the collective agreement that's been done with the specialist trainees would become the document DHBs are required to offer new doctors and existing doctors when they change DHBs. So it's like a Trojan horse. The settlement they've done with that union is waiting there to undermine the terms and conditions of the RDA collective agreement.
So is that what happens if the junior doctors' contract dispute isn't resolved? They just take the STNZ union agreement?
Yes, if we haven't resolved our dispute by the end of February, then the way the law works is that the DHBs actually become obliged to offer the specialist trainees collective agreement to new employees.
Do you have any last comments you'd like to make?
We're hopeful we'll resolve this. You tend to resolve things eventually, and we'd rather that was sooner than later, because the determination of the RMOs is as strong as ever, and the strikes are going to continue until we get a change in the position from the DHBs.
So next I spoke to STONES Secretary Earl Savage about his union's thoughts on the issues at hand. I began by asking what their perspective is on the upcoming strike.
We at STONES support the RDA's right to strike, but we'll be at work on those days treating patients.
As mentioned, if the dispute isn't settled by the end of February, your collective agreement will be ratified. Is this going to cause a greater divide between doctors?
It's a difficult question and something that we probably need to look into, both with the RDA and us as a union, to make sure that we look after the best interests of all RMOs within New Zealand. Obviously, we have a difference in opinion as to how rostering should be done, but I'm pretty sure that we can come to a common ground when we need to.
Do you think that the district health boards are being unreasonable in discussions?
I wouldn't like to comment on the discussions that have been going on with NZRDA, but from our discussions with them, we found that they were frank. They were fairly honest with what they were trying to achieve in terms of creating a system where there's flexible rostering achieved at a local level to allow both RMOs within the workplace as well as those that are trying to administer the rosters to become more efficient and allow for us to have a workplace where training as well as patient safety aren't compromised. So from our point of view, they were very good to deal with, but I can understand that there is a history of tension between the RDA and DHBs that's not just related to this round of negotiations, but is historic as well.
Do you feel that there is tension between your union and the RDA and how that will affect the, you know, doctor workforce going forward?
From our point of view, we have no tension. We feel that our considerations that we have for our members are separate to that of the RDA. Predominantly, our members are trainees or advanced trainees, so those are the more senior of the junior population. Now, we have to consider that while we mention that these are junior doctors, that can be anyone that's from a first-year house officer through to someone that may have been working for up to 12 or 13 years as a doctor. So there needs to be significant considerations for different groups. And at the moment, we predominantly represent the more senior of the junior doc working in our workforce.
So do you have any last comments you'd like to make on the situation, the strikes, or just anything which you guys stand for?
No, I mean, from our point of view, the big thing for us is that we hope that there's a satisfactory resolution for both the NZRDA and the DHB. So I think the big thing for us to remember going forward is that we all work within a small health workforce. We all care heavily for our patient, and while this is a difficult time for the NZRDA, I'm sure that they're trying their best to make sure that they do the right thing for their doctors that they represent. But I also think that the DHBs are trying their hardest to make sure that there's a satisfactory outcome for everyone. And maybe what really needs to happen is that all parties need to get around the table and discuss some of the rostering issues that are around. Because ultimately, even with these discussions, if they do come to a satisfactory resolution with the RDA, the 16-hour days, which are the thing that seems to be the biggest concern for both patients and for doctors, are not going to be removed from existence. They're still going to exist. And I think they're probably the thing that we would like to see worked on the most in terms of being removed from our workplace.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.